home here on a Saturday leading up to Outside the Pizza Box coming up in just a little bit on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. Again, thanks so much for listening on a Saturday to our Saturday lineup with Sharp Elbows before Ask the Builder at 9 AM and then, of course, Outside the Pizza Box coming up next. One of our sponsors, Madison Water Utility, joins us now. Amy Deming from the Water Utility is going to tell us all about the toilet rebate program that they've been running successfully for a long time, some current changes or more recent opportunities to take advantage of it and expand that, and all the water and money it can save. So, Amy, thanks for coming on the show today.
Thanks so much, Jason. Yeah, so toilets are not always the most exciting thing, but at Madison Water Utility, we get pretty excited about them because they are a way to really realize some significant water and financial savings for our customers. So in a typical home, a quarter of the water that you use is actually flushed down the toilet. So in 2009, we launched our toilet rebate program, and that program is open to Madison Water Utility customers and gives them $100 for replacing old water wasting toilets with an EPA WaterSense model.
That's a fantastic program. And if you haven't looked into it, you can find out right on the cityofmadison.com/water or type in a Google search, Madison Water Utility Toilet Rebate Program. You can't miss it. It comes now as a bill pay credit, Amy, to any Madison Water Utility customers. And the other part there is the toilets. I missed my opening on this. I have to apologize. Mm-hmm. I had this whole Captain Underpants thing going that I was going to lead in with, we're going to talk about toilets, but it's not the attack of the talking toilets like in the Captain Underpants novel. Anyway, so I missed that lead in, so I'm trying to backtrack. Not quite as funny this time, but you get the point. These toilets that we're talking about now, because a lot of people have talked about putting in or working with low flow toilets in the past, and they didn't like the performance, but the performance now is incredible. They are great toilets, they work great, and they use so much less water.
That's absolutely true. So the WaterSense toilets of today are not your early 90s low flow toilets that just caused a lot of headaches for people when they first came out. A great thing about this WaterSense criteria from the EPA is a toilet doesn't just have to meet water efficiency standards to get that stamp. They also have to meet performance criteria. So they actually, have technology improvements that make them function really well. So you really do see a water savings when you install one of them.
So how much, if you've got an older toilet, we know some toilets are 5-gallon toilets that are still out there per flush. That's a lot of water. 3.5-gallon toilets per flush. There's been some other variations. There are some newer ones that are 1.6 gallons per flush. The EPA WaterSense toilets are 1.28 gallons per flush is what they average, sometimes less. So even a 1.6-gallon per flush toilet is a possibility to exchange, right? If people have those in their homes and they want to go for an EPA WaterSense toilet.
That's correct, yes. And so if you have a toilet in your home that is from before 1982, that probably uses about 5 gallons per flush. Mm-hmm. For a 4-person household, replacing that toilet with a WaterSense model would save you 27,000 gallons a year. And that would be in our dollars and rates now, $200 a year in water savings.
That's one toilet?
One toilet, wow. If it's pre-1982, if your toilet's from before the 90s, that's a 3.5-gallon per flush toilet, you'll still see significant water savings and reductions on your bill. And even with that 1.6, you'll see some savings as well. But especially if you have an older model, like the first house I owned here in Madison was built in the 20s, and that toilet for sure was vintage. If you have a pastel colored toilet, that's a certain vintage, replacing that toilet will make a huge difference. And another thing to note when I'm out and about in Madison is this program's not just for single family homes, it's for apartments and it's for businesses. So, when we have a lot of businesses, restaurants, different places that have older, they're in older buildings and they have older fixtures still, and this program is available to them as well. So business customers can replace up to 20 toilets per property address through this program that are our customers. So it's not just for homes. Everyone can see savings through this.
Wow. Think about the impact of that. Also extending that to the business community. I mean, obviously, I think this started out as a homeowner benefit, but having it, you know, all of these small businesses around, a number of buildings that were built a while ago or have older toilets, we've all been, you know, used those facilities in our days and seen that toilet and wondered, how old is this thing, you know, and how long has it been here? Well, they also have an opportunity to save money, save water, contribute to water conservation in our community, and get the $100 rebate. That's fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely. And it can make an even more tremendous difference for a lot of our local businesses to make this upgrade.
So, Amy, when you look at the total program and the toilet rebate program, how simple is it for someone to submit an application?
It's just a one-page form. You just have to, you know, tell us where you live, give us some information about the new toilet, submit your receipt alongside it, and you see a $100 credit in your bill. And then in certain cases, like a landlord replacing a toilet where the tenant pays the bill or something like that, we'll actually cut a check instead of doing a bill credit where that makes more sense. So it's very straightforward. You can find a WaterSense toilet anywhere that sells them, our local home improvement places. You can find them through your local plumbers, you know, would be able to get them for you. So they're very widely available as well.
So if you wanted to submit a rebate, what are all the acceptable formats? There's a paper format. People could mail things in. There are, could they scan, email? Is a picture appropriate? Like, what are all the appropriate formats for submitting that rebate and that receipt?
Yeah, sure. So we do need the original receipt for this program in order for our documentation purposes. So that would mean mailing it in, or we have drop boxes at our facilities where you can drop it off if that's easier for you. And it's for all of our Madison Water Utility customers. So that's the other criteria that's important. And for single family homes, it's one per household. So you're eligible to get one. For apartments, every apartment unit is eligible for one. And I think I mentioned before, for businesses, you can get up to 20 per property address.
Wow. So that's all you probably wanted to know about toilets and what you can do to help save yourself some money and take advantage of this rebate program and help conserve water in our community as well. Amy, what else is happening right now? I know this is coming up on the end of a very important week nationally. So tell us about Fix a Leak Week.
Yes. So this is the tail end of National Fix a Leak Week, a little known utility-wide celebration. But actually, this dovetails really nicely with the toilet rebate program, because one of the most common sources of leaks, particularly silent leaks, is your toilet. So we have some information on our website about how to test your toilet for leaks using a little bit of food coloring or a dye tablet to just make sure that you don't have a silent leak that can waste, 100 gallons or more per day, and you don't even know it until you get that bill.
I know there's great information on the website, also on Facebook and social media that the city has put out. Again, cityofmadison.com/water, or type in a search Madison Water Utility. You can find the website really quickly. There's also a link to the rebate form right there. There's other helpful suggestions about water conservation efforts and ways people can do that. So how important has it been for the utility to help on an educational level about water conservation for the full community?
Yeah, so this is absolutely critical. In Madison, our water comes from a sandstone aquifer, and it's really important as a community that we don't draw more water out of that aquifer than what nature replenishes. And so the really great thing is that even though Madison's population is growing, our water use is actually going down, which to me shows, for one, the value of programs like the toilet rebate and people replacing fixtures, and also how proactive Madison is in, as a community in conserving water. So it protects our aquifer. It reduces our carbon footprint. Every gallon of water that comes to you, it took energy to get it out of the ground. It took energy to deliver it to you at pressure, so that you can use it. So every gallon we save also reduces our carbon footprint as a city. And so the toilet rebate program, since it started, has saved our city 1.4 billion gallons of water, which is really incredible. You know, that's over $6 million in water and sewer costs that have been saved citywide. And it's something that, you know, we want people to continue to take advantage of, because it really makes a tremendous difference in our sustainability as a community.
Wow, that is fantastic information. And what a great effort by the water utility to help our community, help their customers save money, save water, participate in the process, and all be a part of the solution. Amy, thanks for everything you're doing over at the water utility, you and the whole team there. Keep up the great work. We'll keep putting the information out about the toilet rebates and hope more people take advantage. Again, homeowners, business owners, retail spaces, multifamily buildings, toilet rebate program is an option for you. That is Let's Get Local for this week. We thank all of our guests, and we thank you for listening. Take care. Be well.